In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Great to have you along on this Wednesday, everybody. It's the 22nd of June, which makes tomorrow the 23rd, Election Day, Brexit Day, possibly over in the UK. A potentially momentous day in the history of the idea of a united Europe. But let's pause here for just a minute and ask this question. What about us? I mean, right? The U.S. financial sector is as concerned as anybody about this. In fact, a report out today shows Wall Street banks spent about $3 million lobbying against an exit. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour gets us going.
It's hard to walk down Wall Street and find a voice in support of the U.K. leaving the EU.
It can't bode well for the markets long term.
Lauren DeLuca is an investor. He puts money in early stage companies.
Certainly any type of economic instability or geographic instability, I guess, really weighs heavily on the markets.
Even Jamie Dimon, the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, has come out to lobby against Brexit, which he has called a terrible deal. Here's what he said on a visit to one of his UK offices.
They will change the laws and how we can service our clients around the EU.
Every major U.S. financial firm has substantial operations in London. They use London as a gateway to the European banking system.
The UK banks have an access to the Eurozone payment system.
Ilaria Maselli is in Brussels. She's a senior economist at the conference board. Cut off the UK, cut off the banks.
American firms would then lose access to the European single market.
David Hilder is senior bank analyst at Drexel Hamilton.
Financial firms in London, whether they're U.S. or based anywhere else, might have to set up duplicate operations somewhere in Europe.
Duplicate operations, duplicate regulations. He says this can cost a firm like J.P. Morgan dearly over time.
I mean, potentially on the order of hundreds of millions of dollars.
But there's actually a much bigger concern for U.S. financial firms and investors.
If the U.K. leaves, there's increased uncertainty that the EU will survive.
Campbell Harvey is professor of finance at Duke.
If there's increased uncertainty or increased risk, then people are going to think twice before making an investment.
An investment not just in the U.K., but in Europe generally.
That hits economic growth.
It'd be, he says, putting the brakes on growth in the European Union, the second largest economy in the world.
With that increased risk, with lower growth prospects in the EU, that bites U.S. economic growth very directly. And we all know that when there's negative implications for economic growth in the U.S., that bodes poorly for the financial sector.
This is, of course, a worst-case scenario. The reality is nobody knows exactly how this will play out. But not knowing, that's almost as bad in the world of finance. Cheerio. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.